Every week I hear from young leaders who feel boxed in by their pastor. They describe a man who signs off on the bulletin, the budget, the paint color, and the small group curriculum, then wonders why nobody on staff shows any initiative. He would never use the word controlling about himself. His team uses it in the parking lot. I have to watch this in myself. Command sits near the top of my Strengths Finder results. If nobody in the room takes charge, I will. That instinct has built some things worth building. It has also made good people on my team stop talking. You can see the cost of this in the research. Lifeway Research surveyed more than 1,500 pastors in 2025 and found 57% say the role often feels overwhelming, with two-thirds feeling they have to be constantly available. Among pastors who actually left ministry, church conflict accounted for 23% of the departures. A pastor who touches every decision manufactures both problems at once. He carries weight he was never meant to carry alone, and he wears out the people who could have carried it with him. Church boards have faced harder questions since Gateway Church removed four elders in late 2024, after an independent investigation found that some church leaders knew about the founder's abuse and left it alone. The church has since rebuilt its elder board. Congregations everywhere started asking a fair question about their own structure. If our pastor were badly wrong about something serious, who in this room could say so out loud and still have a job in the morning? Why controlling pastors rarely see it? Most controlling pastors believe they are being responsible. They see real money, real families, and real risk, and they conclude that careful leadership means personal oversight of anything that matters. The logic holds up until you notice who has gone quiet. Control also hides behind good results. A church can grow for years under a leader nobody is able to question, and growth gets filed as approval. I have written before about the four patterns that turn a leader controlling, and each one starts somewhere in a lack of faith. Faith in people, faith in yourself, or faith in God. Seven signs of a controlling pastor. 1. Your team has stopped bringing you new ideas. Watch how people approach you with something that differs from your plan. Do they apologize before they get to the idea? Do they float it as a question so they can walk it back if your face changes? Do they test it on a peer first to see whether it is safe? The tell is volume. Count the unsolicited ideas you heard last month. If that number is close to zero on a staff of 8, the ideas exist and they are being rooted around you. A team that quits volunteering is one of the clearest signs of an unhealthy church staff culture. 2, you assume everyone approves of your leadership. Confidence in the chair can feel like consensus in the room. When you hold the decision, people agree with you out loud, and you file that agreement as approval. A controlling pastor usually has no idea how his leadership actually lands, because every piece of feedback that reaches him has already been filtered by people who need the paycheck. If you cannot name one person who told you something hard in the last 6 months, your information is filtered. 3, you rarely question your own judgment. Strong leaders hold convictions. Controlling leaders hold every conviction with the same grip, from the theology of the church down to the font on the sign. If you cannot remember the last time you changed your mind because a staff member made a better case, sit with that for a minute. Scripture treats outside counsel as the thing that keeps plans alive. Proverbs says plans collapse where there is no counsel and hold together where there are many advisors, Proverbs 15:22. For you control the information. Information is power, and a controlling pastor rations it. He hears about the budget shortfall 3 weeks before the elders do. He knows which family is leaving and mentions it to no one on staff. He runs the real numbers in a spreadsheet nobody else opens. This sign has changed shape. Most churches now run on shared drives, group texts, and staff channels where information moves without anyone asking permission. A pastor who wants control over information has to work at it now, and the work is visible to everybody. Once people notice that the version of a story they get depends on who they ask, trust drains fast. Money deserves its own scrutiny here. Churches that end up hiding financial misconduct usually start by narrowing who is allowed to see the books. 5, you are part of every decision. Run this test honestly. A decision gets made while you are out of town. It turns out to be excellent. Everyone in the lobby congratulates the person who made it. How do you feel? If irritation is anywhere in the honest answer, take it seriously. A controlling pastor cannot enjoy a win he had no hand in. Jethro said something to Moses that belongs on a lot of pastors' desks. Handling every matter yourself will wear you out, because the work is too heavy for one person to carry. Exodus 18:18.